This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. People gathered outside Grace and St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Colorado Springs as part of a Thursday evening vigil against gun violence. CPR's Dan Boyce was there.
That's the sound of a rifle barrel being reforged into a gardening tool. It was part of a demonstration put on by Colorado Springs company Raw Tools, which promotes nonviolence. Marilyn Kahn described the action as symbolic and meaningful.
To watch this gentleman take something that kills people and make something that will feed people. Oh my gosh.
Kahn volunteers with the gun control nonprofit Moms Demand Action. And they're calling for action now after an 18-year-old gunman killed 21 people at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde on Tuesday. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Colorado State Fair had its most successful year ever last year when it comes to revenue. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The fair generated more than $43 million during its 11-day run. According to an annual report, nearly $15 million of that went back into the Pueblo County economy. Activities at the fairgrounds throughout the year additionally brought in close to $12 million. Meantime, expenses declined, in part from a labor shortage. Attendance at the fair last year was down a little bit from 2019, with close to 460,000 people. The 2020 event was modified due to COVID-19. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Find more at CPR.org.